Thank you and good morning. After months of preparation, the Betty Kwan Chin Day Center will host an open house on Saturday from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. to celebrate the grand opening of the center on Monday, the 18th. The center, located at 7th and C Streets in Eureka, will feature a children's center, on-site employment training, mental health services, and case management for those looking to get off the streets. The building was purchased by Catholic Charities of Santa Rosa and remodeled by Kramer Properties and will open its doors to the public on Monday. You can hear Betty talk about the day center this afternoon on Talk Shop from 3 until 4 o'clock. Humboldt Regional Occupational Programs give high school students a chance to learn career-oriented skills in preparation for the job market. They cover a broad range of subjects from digital media to landscape design. The newly implemented local control funding formula from the state is changing the way these programs are funded. Dr. Gary Eagles, superintendent of Humboldt County Schools, explains.
This year and next, there's a holding pattern, but after that, the transfer of the funds that have normally gone to us will go to the individual high school districts on a per-student basis. That's under what's referred to as the local control funding formula process.
Eagles does not believe the change will negatively affect those programs.
I actually think that even though they are decentralizing the funding mechanism that we've participated in now for some 40 plus years, I don't believe it has to get necessarily lost in terms of the outcome for students and the opportunities that are provided individual high schools.
Students interested in enrolling in HROP classes are encouraged to talk to their local school counselor. Sheriff's detectives arrested 20-year-old Tyrell Medley for a residential burglary on November 7th in the 2300 block of Redwood Street in Eureka, but two other suspects escaped. Detectives located those two suspects on Wednesday. Detectives learned that the three suspects might have visited the Safeway on Harris Street before the burglary. Upon viewing a surveillance tape, detectives identified Medley with two teenage males, and with the help of Eureka police and local school officials, were able to locate the two teenagers. The juvenile males, aged 16 and 14, admitted to robbing the residence. The 14-year-old was on probation, and he was arrested on a new charge of burglary. The 16-year-old was released to the custody of his parents, and charges will be sought through the district attorney's office. And the Fort Bragg Police Department has issued an alert for a missing man, 57-year-old Stephen Pease, who was last in contact with his family on October 28th by cell phone. Pease is an adult white male, 5'10", 220 pounds, with gray hair and hazel eyes. He was last seen driving a 2014 silver Chevy from Avis Rental, and that was at the Surf and Sand Lodge in Fort Bragg on November 1st. The rental vehicle was equipped with OnStar, but no signal has been acquired. Anyone who may have seen Pease or the rental car is asked to contact law enforcement. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast. The Decade of Difference is unleashing the potential of Humboldt County's students, our rising stars. The Rising Stars Foundation funds the County Spelling Bee, Science Fair, Industrial Technology Fair, Stellar Student Awards, and more. Help every student in this county reach for the stars. Donate to the Rising Stars Foundation. Call 707-445-7018 or visit humboldtrisingstars.org. Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. On Tuesday, the Board of Supervisors voted to continue the ban on marijuana dispensaries in the unincorporated areas of the county until the final county marijuana ordinance is completed. Supervisor Ryan Sundberg is part of the ordinance subcommittee drafting that plan and commented that when the final draft is completed, it will signal a shift in how the county enforces where and how you can grow marijuana.
Well, this is a shift because right now, if you have a 215 card, you can grow marijuana on your property, and if you've got 40 plants growing next to the neighbor 5 feet from their house, that's going to stink pretty bad. Now there'll be a tool that the sheriff would be able to use. Is this going to be code enforcement is how we'll deal with this? It'll be complaint driven.
Sundberg went on to echo fellow supervisor Mark Lovelace, treat marijuana like any other industry and regulate it.
There's appropriate places to grow this stuff, and there's appropriate places to not grow it. If you do let them grow it, it's going to impact the neighbor's enjoyment of their property, their resale value. You know, they're going to have a hard time selling their house if you don't take care of these issues. And that's what I'm running into, especially out in Willow Creek. I believe the ordinance that we have coming forward is going to take care of a lot of these little issues.
The supervisors held a series of meetings in April to get public input regarding the ordinance, which will be incorporated into that final plan. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.